Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking. We're on Long Island News Radio, and we take on all kinds of topics. And today I have Clay Dohar, I believe it's pronounced, right?
It's actually Darren. Darren, Clay Darren. It's an old Scottish spelling for it.
But it looks like something else.
It looks completely different. Yeah.
Clay Darren. Now you're with Fishbat.
I'm with Fishbat. Yeah.
Not only with Fishbat, you are one of the originators of Fishbat, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. You have partners in this organization?
Yeah, I have three partners. I have one silent and two others.
Now,
aren't so silent.
What is the main focus of what you do, Clay?
So the focus of our business is to promote other businesses digitally.
Okay. Now, there's advertising agencies all over the place. You're not really typical of those agencies, are you?
No, we're definitely not like typical agencies. We practice the same types of principles that agencies do when it comes to marketing. You know, we have to understand the demographics. We have to understand the market itself. We have to understand the sociographics. But when it comes to carrying the message out, we like to do it through digital channels.
Now, to a guy like me, all of this is a mystery because, but you have a background in this, right? This is what you did for, or maybe you even went to school for it, right?
Yeah, I went to school for writing, actually. But, I actually been in marketing for all of 20 years now. So it's been a long time. I started out in traditional media. And then when I saw the handwriting on the wall with the amount of reach and the amount of focus you can have with digital media, I made that move about 5 years ago.
You know, I had some fellows in here from MindYoke. Do you know the company?
MindYoke, no. No.
And they do graphics for companies to make their product or service seem real. In other words, they can make things that are hard to picture. Now, do you have the facilities to do that too, right?
Absolutely. We do everything from designing a website, the graphics, the coding, to actually promoting it. We start with actually putting together business strategy for a brand. If it's from style guides to branding guides, to understand all that, helps you to carry out the message when it comes to actually promoting it. So you really need to understand the brand itself before you promote it. So we have to have competencies in all levels of marketing before we actually go to Facebook or to send out an email newsletter. We need to understand what the brand is about.
Now, when you I learned so much in my life late in those terms,
sure.
I kind of fumfered through a business life where I was relatively successful.
Sure.
But I have the idea that if I had the kind of specific exposure to people who knew these things, I'd be better off. I would have been better off.
Yeah.
Do you get that kind of resistance, old thinking?
Yeah. And you know what's funny is that when it comes to something like social media.
Yeah.
Old thinking is new thinking. It's just using a different tool. I put somebody in front of a computer, they get paralyzed. And really, if you look at a tool like Facebook or LinkedIn, these are just word-of-mouth tools. Every business I ever walk into was built on word-of-mouth. All we're doing here in social media is taking that word-of-mouth and just making it scalable.
Well, so, you mean like I can shout in the middle of Times Square, but if I have a megaphone, I can reach so many million people.
Absolutely, but that megaphone is going to be hitting your friends, which gives you a level of credibility. It's not only going to hit your friends, but then it's going to hit your friends' friends, which gives them a level of credibility. So that message can reverberate throughout a big community. And again, it's word of mouth. This isn't just you shouting across Times Square to people you don't know. These are people that know you and people that know your friends.
Oh, you don't know me. Everybody in Times Square knows me.
Elmo, too?
The naked cowboy.
Yeah, the naked cowboy. He's got great abs.
No, I don't really know him at all.
Yeah.
let me clear my name. So, and you've been in business for what, three years?
We're going to be 3 years as of July 27th. So, we're hitting that three-year crucial mark. We're breaking through the ceiling, and we're doing well.
Now, when I was in college, we learned about business and economics, and it looked like 3 years was a pretty standard turnaround time because all that time you're spending money.
It's funny. It's funny, but yeah, it takes you 3 years to learn.
Yeah.
It takes you 3 years to make mistakes and learn from those mistakes and then pivot from there.
Yeah. But that's fairly typical, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
must be something in the water.
Yeah, but so, but to be an instant success is rare as hen's teeth, as my father used to say.
It's rare, yeah. And I think you need the backing, you know, the dollars, the capital, and the business knowledge to be an instant success.
Yeah, but that's not even fair, because what you're saying is I need all the upfront capital that I had to accumulate over time by virtue of building relationships with banks. Now I get it in day one. So it's not even a fair comparison.
It's not.
So if you are a day one success because you have a ton of money,
You're already a success.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I want to be that guy, but I don't think it's typical, and it's what most of us experience in business.
Yeah.
How many are you allowed to talk about some of the businesses that you've helped, or can you talk about the concept of a business?
Yeah, I can talk about the concept. I feel comfortable about the concept. I think we're still. I'm still having conversations with business owners about not being ready for social media, about putting up a Facebook page where maybe people can't comment on it and can't really tell people what they think about their business. And honestly, Ernie, I mean, we're going back 5 or 6 years now, you know, that social media has been accepted widely as far as B2C goes. And to not have
B2C, business to consumer. Okay.
Yeah. And I still can't believe that the business community right now still doesn't want to open themselves up to their patrons, and we have to be ready for that.
Reluctance to do so based on some fear of knowledge of their business being maligned?
Yeah, well, social media, a good social media campaign will either make your business, a good business, better, or it'll make a bad business worse. You'll be completely exposed. Your consumers will be able to come onto your Facebook page, your Twitter account, your Pinterest page, and let people know what they really think about your product.
And there's nothing to stop people from saying, you're just not a good company.
Exactly. So what it does really is it weeds out the bad companies from the good. And I mean, if you look at some of the stats that are out there now, 80% of people will search out a major purchase on Google before they go ahead and actually make that purchase. 85% of them, if they find something bad on Google about that company, will not work with them.
Yeah.
So think about that. Think about the type of ramifications that can have on your business if you're not a good business.
You know, I go onto the website, you know, the web, the internet, to learn about things that I want to buy or services I want to have.
Sure.
And, you know, I never make a decision right away. I just don't.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because a shortcoming on my part. But what I find out is the deals get better.
Oh, yeah.
Once people know you're looking, they start looking for you.
Yeah, there's technology out there now that if I click onto a website, it's called search targeting.
Mm-hmm.
That business will follow me throughout the web. It's basically pulling on old school tendencies of just keep asking for the sale.
I was looking for a photographer for my wedding.
Yeah.
And I went on the web and I didn't have anybody I wanted to use right away. And what I found is what people were giving me deals on catalogs of if you take the pictures, we'll put it together and we'll do it at a price that's outrageously small. I think I got my wedding album for $25.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, and it's quality. It's beautiful.
Yeah. The market will find you nowadays. There's not a lot of action the consumer actually needs to do.
But it's amazing how profitable that business must be if they can do what they did, including the postage. You know, it's amazing.
And guys like us, we're kind of trending outside of target demographics now. But if you look at the numbers that are out there, Ernie, right now, 50% of the world population is under the age of 30. 50% of the world population. 95% of that market is on some sort of social media channel.
Wow.
So that's just social media. Forget about search. And
Clay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back to this in a few minutes.
Sure.
I've been talking to Clay Darren from a company called Fishbat, and they're an innovative advertising agency. This is Ernie Fazio. This is Earnestly Speaking, and this is Long Island News Radio 103.9.